believe yet, as we have come to the presence of the Lord to draw life this morning, I want you individually to just go to the throne of grace and to release yourself unto Him. And I want us to take this song. The drum, you may not need the drum, because I want every one of us to just enter into that presence of the Lord this morning. I just want you to individually. Sister Abigail, please stay back, and Brother Paul. Others, we can go to our seats. I want us to just take this song, still in that attitude of thanksgiving and praises this morning. And I'm sure we cannot outdo the praises and thanksgiving unto our God. And so, individually, I just want you to just find your way to the presence of the Lord this morning with this song. I came up with this song also this morning, and I've been singing it, and I've been so excited with the way the Lord has been leading us in this worship. This morning, in the name of Jesus. as we come, Lord, even to the throne of mercy, able to draw life, able to draw life, oh God. Father, we pray that in the name of Jesus, let your light, oh God, shine upon every life in this assembly in the name of Jesus. Father, release your light, oh God. Release the light of your word even upon our lives this day in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to speak unto us. As you speak, Lord, our lives, oh God, shall never remain the same again. In the name of Jesus, Father, I receive utterance, Lord, to declare your mind. In the name of Jesus, let there be clarity of your word. In the name of Jesus, we raise the blood of Jesus upon this auditorium, upon this environment. We hold captive every spirit of buying and selling. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name we worship. Amen. In Jesus' name we worship. Amen. Can we have our seats? We want to bless the name of the Lord for another great opportunity and glorious time in his presence since the beginning of this worship. The Lord has been indeed our God. And our hallelujah continue to beat unto him forever and ever. In the name of Jesus. I want to appreciate our leadership, the leadership of the church, for this opportunity to stand before us to share the word. The Lord continue to increase you more and more, sirs, in Jesus' name. Brethren, I was just thinking in my mind that with all that has happened in this service today, it has been the summary of this message. And you know, before coming up before you, my mind just stand at rest for confirmation of his word. But what the Holy Spirit just ministered to me as I was coming up is that with all that we have experienced and that we have had, I don't have any doubt in my heart that the Lord has released his blessings upon us as a church and as an individual. But the Spirit of the Lord, as I was just concluding that, what else do we need to say again? The Spirit of the Lord says, just wait. Just wait. And what I'm telling you this morning is that just wait for how the Lord wants to top up all that he has blessed you with this morning. Just wait. And the message I want to share with you, I titled it, Offering Right Sacrifices Unto the Lord. Offering right sacrifices unto the Lord. Since I've been told that I will minister, and I've been trusting God for what the Lord. And when the Lord gave me this message, I was like, is it that we have not been offering sacrifices? The choir comes here, the worship leader comes here, every one of us, we jump and we dance in the presence of the Lord. But now I can see that the Lord has something that he wants to say to us and to. He has been speaking to my mind since the beginning of, I've been waiting upon him concerning this message. And I trust him that your sacrifices of praise and of worship will take another dimension as from today in the name of Jesus. We will not just come to the presence of the Lord just to offer sacrifices, just to offer praises, just to offer worship. But as we come to the presence of the Lord, beyond this day, it will be a right sacrifice. It will be a right praises. It will be right worship that we will present before the throne of mercy in the name of Jesus. And because of that title, so to say, let's quickly go to the book of Psalm, where I got this title, Psalm 4. I read to us from Psalm 4. Our media, you can help me so that I won't take much of our time. Yeah. Psalm 4, verse 5. Verse 5, please. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. I try to check other versions of the Bible. KJV, of course, says offer the sacrifices of righteousness. Other versions of the Bible, like Amplified Bible, I was trying, there's one version of the Bible that I downloaded in my phone, ESV. I'm yet to. I thought I would have somebody before coming here, but I've forgotten that. What is the meaning of ESV version? But that one says, offer the right sacrifices unto the Lord. So what that one tells me is that it goes beyond just offering sacrifices unto the Lord. It goes beyond just offering praise. It goes beyond just clapping our hands. It goes beyond just singing a new song unto the Lord. It goes beyond just dancing and dancing in the presence of the Lord. It goes beyond just appearing before the Lord in Cedar Generation Gospel Outreach. It goes beyond all those things. The Bible says in that Psalm 4 verse 5, it says, offer the sacrifices of righteousness. So it means we have to offer the right sacrifices. Sacrifices of righteousness unto the Lord. And because of that right, because of that righteousness, I try to look for what could be the meaning of this sacrifice. We know that in the Old Testament Bible, when they want to offer a sacrifice, it will have to involve life. Sacrifices and animals before they'll be able to appease, you know, for greater, to appease deity, to appease greater power. But you know, in this one that we are considering this morning, I try to check Longman Dictionary. It says, and that is where I'm dwelling on. It says, to willingly stop having something you want. Sacrifice. We are talking about sacrifice. To willingly stop having something you want or doing something you like in order to get something better or more valuable. Sacrifice. To willingly stop. Not just stopping something. Say willingly. Willingly. Stop having something you want. You know, you may want to do it like this. You may want to just be jumping. You may just want to be dancing. I love the way Sister Abigail, the Lord will continue to renew your strength in Jesus' name. Even if you don't want to dance, even if you don't want to smile, even if you don't want to rejoice, when you see her dancing and moving forward and moving down and, you know, just doing it like this, she's so light. Bless. Bless the name of the Lord. You know, even if you don't want to do it this way, the Bible talks of something about this sacrifice that you want to offer willingly. Even if she doesn't want to carry herself, even if she doesn't want to do, even if she's not happy before leaving the house, even if situations or some things around her will not want her to praise the Lord or to rejoice in the presence of God, willingly, because it has to be of God. So that sacrifice is to willingly stop having something you want. Even when you come to the church and circumstances and situations around you will not let you worship God. But because you want to offer the right sacrifice unto God, willingly, you just drop those things. Willingly, you just put them aside and doing something that is of greater value. He says, to willingly stop having something you want or doing something you like in order to get something better and more valuable. And why is it that you want to offer right sacrifice unto the Lord? Because you know you are not coming to the presence of our daddy, Pastor Salami, to worship. You have not come to worship him. You have not come to worship the pastorate. You have not come to worship the ministers. You have come to worship God. And because it's a matter of God, and I can see why the Spirit of God said, wait. When you come to the presence of God, brethren, it's a matter of God. It has to do with God and not about you again. When you are at home, it can be all you alone. You may decide not to meet. It is you. You may decide not to talk. It is you. You may decide not to do something. It is about you. But when you come to the presence of God, not only in Cedar Generation Gospel Outreach, when you want to approach the presence of God to worship him, to praise him, to thank him, it has to be of God and of God alone. So you have to drop some other things so that you'll be able to get something that is of much more valuable before God. And of course, our standard, Jesus Christ, our Savior, he left the glory just because of something. He left all the pleasures in heaven. And the sacrifice he made cost him his life. And that is why we are all seated in Cedar Family this morning. That is why we can be jumping and dancing since morning. That is why we are rejoicing. Because somebody paid it all for us. He paid it all for us. And so what will you offer unto this God? What are the things that you need to drop? What are the things that you need to willingly, so that you'll be able to offer right sacrifice unto the Lord? Quickly, we move to the book of Genesis. It's exhortation, not preaching. So I have to move. Genesis chapter 4, verse 4. It's a familiar passage, but I want us to get something from it. Genesis chapter 4, verse 4. And Adam knew Eve, his wife. I start from verse 1. And she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruits of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, verse 4, he also brought of the firstlings. Are we together? Hello, somebody? Verse 3. That Cain brought of the fruit. That Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. It's a matter of God. It's a matter of God. It's a matter of God. Who taught Abel? Who taught Abel to pick out of the firstlings of his flock? Who taught him? Who taught him? It's a matter of God. And the Bible have it recorded that God had respect unto Abel and unto his offering. And for that, verse 6, and the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth? Because he was angry. Why would the Lord accept the offering of Abel and not accept my own? And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth? And why is thy countenance falling? If thou doest well, shall thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And Abel was raised up above Cain because of the right sacrifice. So to me, the right sacrifice that you offer unto the Lord is a product of what you receive. Do you agree with me with this passage? So why won't we offer the right sacrifice? So why won't we willingly drop those things that will not enable our sacrifice to be accepted unto the Lord? I told you, it's an exhortation, and I want to pass some things across to you. So the issue of sacrifice go beyond your feeling, your emotions. This is the way I've chosen to do it this morning. This is the way I've chosen to offer this sacrifice. Please take notes. This sacrifice we are talking about, it goes beyond your money. We'll soon get there. Did your sacrifice go beyond your feeling, your emotions, your circumstances? Oh, I come from this place. This is the way we used to do it. This is the way I was brought up to be doing these things. It has to do with you and God. It has to do with me and God. It is all about God. It is even beyond prayers. And you will love to know it, that these sacrifices speak before God. He spoke. The sacrifices of Abel spoke before God. And that sacrifices lifted him above his elder brother. So all the sacrifices that you have been offering, what has been the correlation of that your sacrifices with your expectation? It's a family meeting. Abel's sacrifices. He offered firstlings of his animal. Best of all. Have you been offering the best of all? The sacrifice you can think in your life. When you stand here in Cedar Generation Gospel Outreach, people at the gallery, we that we are here, can we say right from the beginning of this morning, of this service, since 8:30, all the sacrifices you have been offering, they are right sacrifices unto the Lord that can yield fruits, that can speak all your dances, all your jumping, all your shouting, all my shouting, all my praising him since the morning. Can I say that these sacrifices, they will speak for me. They will speak for you before God. Thank God we have not even taken offering. So you will know that it goes beyond your offering. Now it goes beyond your cash. May the Lord help us in the name of Jesus. It's a matter of your heart with God. And what is the state of your heart with God as regard offering the right sacrifices unto God. The Lord will enable us to offer right sacrifices unto God in the name of Jesus. And of course, you know Anna also offered right sacrifice unto God. He made a vow unto God. If you will give this one to me, Lord, after waiting upon the Lord for so many years, because it's a matter of art. It got to a time he told God, God, it's not about me again. It's not because I want to make my boast before Peninnah. It's not because I want to say, Peninnah, showed you what here. Olorun ti gbadura mi. It goes beyond that. He says, God, I surrender her. God, I surrender her. If you just give me this child, I'm returning the child unto you. And he did it. And she did it. And when she released back that child unto the Lord, and when you go to 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 3 to 5, verse 28, the Bible said, Anna lent back that child, Samuel, unto God. And the woman that said that they said was barren became mother of seven. Can you see the correlation? Can you see the correlation of offering the right sacrifice unto the Lord? May the Lord help you and I to offer the right sacrifice unto the Lord in the name of Jesus. So that we stop complaining about this God. So that we stop complaining about this God. So that we stop saying that, eh, ti o ba kuku ni se ko ma se, mo ti si, mo ti korin korin si, mo ti se le se le. Have you been doing it right? Have you been doing it right? That's why I said it's a family meeting with God this morning. Can you ask yourself, can I ask myself on those issues of my life, on those needs around my life, on those challenges that seem to be challenges around my life? Have I examined myself? Have I asked myself? Have I put myself before God? God, have I been doing it right? So that there will be correlation of my sacrifices with my expectation. Then what are the right sacrifices you can offer unto the Lord? It has to start with your life. It has to start with my life. How is my life? How is your life? How is your life in the closet, my brothers and my sisters? How is my life in the closet? When pastors are not there, when ministers are not there, when your group leaders are not there, when your parents are not there, but the Holy Spirit is there. How has been your life? As your life alone, that's your life alone, the life that the Lord has given unto you, the life that the Lord Jesus Christ paid for on the cross of Calvary. How has it been? Have you been using it to present the right sacrifice unto the Lord? Quickly, media, can we go to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1-6? Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1-6. Offering the right sacrifice unto the Lord. Therefore, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1. Verse 1, media, thank you, God bless you. I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called. Just stay there, Mida. No, please, let's just stay there first. I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called. Of which calling have you been called? Of which calling have I been called? Then we now move to verse 2. We move to verse 2. With all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing one another in love. Can we move on? Eager to maintain the unity of the spirit of the bond of peace. I'm even okay with that. Your life, is your life holy? Your life, is it holy? Is it the one that is acceptable unto God? Is it the one that give aroma, fragrance aroma unto the name of the Lord? Is it the one that bring glory unto the name of the Lord? Is it the one that make God and the Trinity to be happy and to be boasting and to be proud of you that child is my own? Is that your life that will offer right sacrifices unto the Lord? Don't forget, it has to do, your sacrifices has to do bearing a correlation of the way you handle it with your expectation. Your life can be a living sacrifice, brothers and sisters. My life can be a living sacrifice unto the Lord, dedicated unto God as a living sacrifice, holy, pleasing unto him, faithful, committed to God and to his service. Is that your sacrifice? Is that the sacrifice you are being offering unto the Lord? It's a family meeting. Give God your lifetime, brethren. Give God your lifetime. Don't forget our definition. Willingly. Willingly stop doing some things for greater value of what you are to collect or receive from God. There must be a willingness to stop something. Something that will not make your life to be pleasing unto the Lord. Drop them. Leave them. Put them at your back. So that you get the expectation of those things that you are crying and you are fidgeting about, so that you get them, so that they flow without any struggle. Because it has to do about God alone. Our pastors can pray. They can groan. They can lay hands on you. But do you know it has to do about God? It's all about him. It's all about him. And if your life will not please him, you are shortening it. You are extending those things. May the Lord strengthen you to live a life that is pleasing, that is worthy of his calling upon your life in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 22, verse 3, that the Lord inhabit the praises of his people. God inhabit the praises of his people. Before God will inhabit your praises, it means your life must be pleasing unto him. Before he will inhabit your praises, your life, he must know you. He must know the person that is offering their sacrifices. He must know that, yes, the sacrifices of so-so-so-so is flowing unto me, to the throne of mercy. And God can rise up in his throne and can't just be saying, no, I can't stand again. I must attend to these issues in the life of this, my daughter. I must rise up to fight the battle. I must rise up to defend this, my son. That is when he inhabits your praises. It's not about jumping alone. It's not about dancing and dancing alone. It's about your heart. It's about God. What is in your heart? Your praises must not provoke God to anger. Your life, your praises must not provoke God to rot against your life. And you know it can happen. When your life does not please him, you provoke him to do otherwise. But that will not be our portion in the name of Jesus. Are you actually bringing sacrifices of praises unto the house of the Lord, or strange fire? Is it strange fire that your life offer unto the Lord? Or sacrifices of praises and of worship? The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Media Psalm 5, verse 3. Your prayer can be a sacrifice when it is offered aright. It is not about binding. Most of the time when we do binding and losing, we don't get the results because it is not offered aright. Psalm 5, verse 3. My voice shall thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee. Not just directing it. And he says, after directing it unto you, and I will look up, waiting for him. Not outrunning this God. after releasing, after speaking unto him, after presenting your expectation before him, after rolling your burden unto him, then you look unto him. Then you wait unto him. Because you have done it aright. And of course, when you look unto him, he cannot turn his back at you. Because you are waiting upon him, because you have offered it aright. May the Lord enable us to offer our sacrifices aright unto him in the name of Jesus. Your life, your praises, your prayer life. And of course, your rejoicing. And you know, you can see why I said the message has been presented even before coming up. You know, we have been rejoicing in the presence of the Lord. So it shows that the Lord has a word for you and I. Hello, brethren. See that family. Hello. Are we together? I don't know whether you perceive that the Lord wants to do greater things in our lives. And that is why he's speaking to us this way this morning. Because this is not the first time of offering praises and worship and thanksgiving unto him. God wants us to do it right. So that we have greater breakthroughs. So that we have greater open doors. So that we move forward. So that God advances us. So that there will be greater testimony. I'm so happy with the number of people that came out this morning to testify of the Lord. That is just the beginning of greater things that the Lord will do in our midst in the name of Jesus. So let's learn to do it right. We do it right. Do everything right. Even your rejoicing in God's presence can be a sacrifice. Psalm 5. And like I referred to you, you referred for Samuel chapter 2 of Anna to you the other time. You know, after she received that blessing, after she released Samuel to God, she started rejoicing in the presence of the Lord. She rejoiced in the God of his salvation. And God added more blessings unto him. She did it right. Not the one that will say, Peninnah, show you the Lord has done it. To your shame! The Lord has done it to your shame. No. That was not the reason why she requested Samuel from God. She requested Samuel from God so that she would release it back unto God. And she did release Samuel back unto the Lord. So you're rejoicing. That which the Lord has done in your life. Is it to boast? She called the Mori Elomi Wuni. Kelomi Lelo. Kelomi Ani. Kelomi Lo. Orin Kanwati. They normally sing. I don't know, I can't remember. Some of these are our singers. May the Lord deliver them. That they will go and jump into the well. Whichever one. God forbid, you know. But, you know, is it that they will go and jump into the well? Is that why you are asking that the Lord will intervene? That the glory and honor will be given back unto the Lord. When you are singing of the mercies of the Lord, let it be rightly sung. Let it be rightly presented unto God. Not because somebody should go and jump into the well. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. And your waiting before God can be a sacrifice unto him. Your waiting before the Lord. Isaiah chapter 40. Media, help me. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 21. I'm going somewhere, and that is why I don't want to waste my time in doing some, you know, just dragging some things. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. 31, not 21, please. 3:1. When you wait upon the Lord, are you doing it rightly? Or is it because it's the time of fresh oil service? If we don't do it, our pastor will come here and say that, hey, everybody must just wait upon the Lord. Another one is coming next week now. Why are you waiting upon the Lord? Are you doing it rightly? But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. When you do it aright, your strength shall be renewed. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run. I want to read something to you from Amplified Bible says, but those that wait for the Lord, who expects, look for, and hope in him, shall change. Hallelujah. When you wait upon the Lord, your situation cannot, when you do it aright, your situation cannot remain the same. There must be a change. There must be a change. They shall change and renew their strength. They will not give up because they are looking up unto the beginning, the Alpha and the Omega. And their strength and power cannot be weakened. The Bible says they shall lift their wings and mantle. They shall move closer unto God and all the hands of God whom they are waiting before. If you are not waiting before any pastor, if you are not waiting before your husband, before your wife, or before your parent for the youth, when you are waiting before God. It's not about your father or your mother or your husband or your wife that will answer your prayers. It is about God. And so when you wait upon him, of course, you will not be weary because you are looking up unto him. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. And now I move in conclusion. Media. We want to look at it together. Deuteronomy chapter 32. But if my time would have just read it from this place. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 1 to 4. Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. Moses was the one that was speaking there. Give ear, O ye heavens. And I want to say, well, as I was meditating upon it yesterday night, you know, I was saying, give ear, Foluke, give ear. The Lord is speaking unto you. And I said to Cedar family this morning, give ear, O Cedar family, and the Lord will speak, and you will hear. My doctrine shall drop as the rain. My speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass. Because I will publish the name of the Lord, ascribe ye greatness unto our God. Thank God for the beginning of the service and everything the Lord has done. Because he's the rock. He's our rock. The one that we are offering the sacrifices to is the rock. He's the rock that can never fail. He's the rock that stands sure. He's the rock that the enemy dares will be crushed and scattered. So it has to do about the rock. He is the rock. His work is perfect. Brethren, take it. Accept it. The work of the Lord is perfect. The judgment of God concerning Canaan is perfect. And so likewise to anyone, is perfect. His work is perfect. For all his ways are judgments. And I quickly move to verse 13. So when you have offered the sacrifices and praises and thanksgiving unto the Lord, and he has given you joy, and he has given you testimony, what do you become in his hand? He made him ride on the high places of the earth, verse 13, that he might eat the increase of the fields, Cedar family. And he made him to suck honey out of the rock and oil out of the flinty rock. I move to verse 15. But Jethro waxed fat and thick. Thou art waxing fat. Thou art grown thick. Thou art covered with fatness. Then he forsook God, which made him. And lightly esteem the rock of his salvation. That will not be your portion and my portion, no. In the name of Jesus. You are not saying amen. Ah, kukuma mi she ni biba yo lorun ma ran wa lowo. That will not be your portion in Jesus' name. You will not lightly esteem the rock of your salvation. Through your life, through your worship, through your praises, through your waiting, through your rejoicing in his presence. Verse 16 says, they provoke him to jealousy with strange gods. With abomination provoke they him to anger. They sacrifice unto devil, not devil that we cannot see. At times you sacrifice to yourself. You make boast of yourself. You are full of yourself. And say, hey, me, this, and that. Me that I am like this. Me that I'm this. They sacrifice unto devil, not to God. To gods whom they knew not. Verse 18, of the rod that begets thee, thou art unmindful. Of the rock that begets thee, thou art unmindful. Is that what is it about your life? Is it that because you are now this, you are now that, you are now unmindful of the God that has begotten you, and you have forgotten that God? And see what the Bible says about such. And the Bible says in verse 9, say, and when the Lord saw it, he abhorred them, because of the provoking of his sons and his daughter. And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be. Will you be waiting? What will be your decision this morning? The Bible says when you try to be unmindful about your life, about the sacrifices that your life presents when you are mindful about the sacrifice, the offering, the right sacrifices, about your worship, about your praises, about your prayer, about your waiting in his presence. When you are mindful of the rock that has begotten you, he said he would hide his face from us and will not be waiting for the end. It is the word of God, though. He says, verse 20, and he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their hand shall be, for they are a very froward generation, children in whom is no faith. Can you rise up on your feet this morning? Are you there this morning? And you are finding it the way you like, and you want to rededicate it all back unto him. You want to rededicate it back to God? That is what I want you to do this morning. That is what I expect you to be doing. Because if you don't offer the right sacrifice, there is nothing that you will get back from him. You want God to turn his face from you, from all those things you want to roll back onto him? Can you begin to talk to God this morning? Can you forget about whom you are in the presence of the Lord? Can you forget about the garments you are putting on? Can you forget about your hairdo? Can you forget about everything around you this morning and begin to cry unto the Lord? You must offer the right sacrifice for you to be able to get the right thing that you want from God. What is it that you want from God? And you think it is difficult for him to do, whereas you have not considered that you have abhorred this God. You have not considered it, that you are not doing it right with him. And you thought he's the one that is not answering your prayer. Can you rededicate your life unto him this morning? Can you begin to ask, Lord, Lord, can you begin to pray that the Lord will empty you of your sons so as to please your Savior and your Father, the rock that has begotten you? Can you begin to put yourself back unto God? Can you begin to receive empowerment this morning afresh for your life, brethren, and begin to release your life back unto him? Release your life back unto him. Release your life back unto him this morning, brethren. Give him the right sacrifice. Give him the right sacrifice. My lifetime, I will give God my lifetime. My lifetime, I will
morning, can you just ask God to draw you closer? Don't go to himself. Ask you, God, to draw you closer unto himself this morning. Even as you seek to give yourself fully unto him, you need to dwell in his inner court. You need to dwell in his sanctuary. You need to dwell in his holies of holies. Can you ask God this morning? I don't want to stay in the outer court. I don't want to stay in the outer court. Nyara to di, nyara to di. Lord, draw
nearer to me, closer to thee, closer to thee. Lord,
draw me closer, closer to me.
Oh,
Heavenly Father, this morning, as we about drawing the curtain on the month of April, Lord, we cry unto you today, bring us closer unto your heart.